brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We're in overdrive. Now, Alex was taking the day off today to spend some time with his family, but now I'm in the studio and Alex is the man on the street because as he's out there, we've got a Boeing E-4B that's been flying circles around Austin as well as flying through the buildings downtown. It's a giant, much larger than a commercial airplane, a giant military-type plane that is flying around. And really, it's kind of a PSYOP operation, isn't it, Alex?
Well, it is. And it's just showing that Homeland Security can do whatever it wants. 2 years ago in New York with a huge freakout as it flew.
Oh, we're cutting out a little bit there.
And 70 and...
Oh, yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
can you hear me now?
We missed just that last bit. You were talking about how they did it 2 years ago in New York.
That's right, and it was a PSYOP. And let me do this. I'm going to pull over. I've actually been downtown now talking to people who saw it, and they said it really frightened them. And we've had a lot of Austin listeners calling the studio and sending emails to showtips at Infowars.com of videos and photos they got, because here's how the PSYOP's going to work. We're 7-8 miles from downtown Austin in an industrial district, you know, where we get the cheapest rent in Austin, in southeast Austin. We're in an industrial area, and it was flying, you know, 1,000, 1,500 feet right above the office. So people are going to say, seeing our video, oh, because I know how the PSYOPs work and how the mind's already prepared to whitewash things under a culture of conditioning. Where is that around buildings? That's the high-def footage we got at our studios in southeast Austin, okay? I saw it flying beside buildings, above buildings, and between buildings to where I saw it. It was so bizarre. It's like that double take where you're like, what? A giant airplane's over me? And then you watch it fly between buildings. It was so bizarre. But I've talked to Austinites, and they said, yeah, I saw that, or everybody's talking about it. So I'm downtown right now, and we need to look up for Paul Watson's article, the height of the Austinian, because it's the highest building in Austin. It was flying beside that. It was flying right at about that level, maybe a few hundred feet above it from what I saw with my eyes. Again, when it came back on another pass, then it came back and passed around higher, and then it went off and flew at about 5,000 feet around other parts of Austin. But again, just if the doomsday plane was flying in circles around Austin at 30,000 feet, it'd be national news. When these things are seen, it's national news.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This is huge.
And even doing it.
And I don't want people to just whitewash the.
Even doing it down here where we are in southeast Austin, I mean, we're not that far away from the airport. So it is, you can't tell that from looking at the videos, but that's still a big deal because that's still pretty reckless behavior that close to an airport.
No. I totally agree. It was flying in circles all over Austin, and it looked like quadrants. First south, then central, then northeast, then central, north, north central, then...
Yeah, we've got...
And again, I'm double-taking this whole time.
Yeah. One person says here is, came in show tips, asked the question, is the plane a PSYOP to distract from the Egyptian coup that's going on? Another one says, we've had a couple people send in stuff. We had someone from New Orleans, someone from Las Vegas. Here's another one saying that on September 8th, 2012, in Wallington, New Jersey, northeastern New Jersey experienced the same thing that we just had here. He said he didn't get any photographs of it, but it did freak people out and made the family talk about 9/11, even though I was helping my brother move that Saturday. So that's exactly what they want people to think about.
Well, listen. Again, I keep saying this. It's one of the wildest things I've ever seen to be in the middle of big buildings. I mean, right by, you know, in the middle of downtown. That's where we came to stay for a few days so we could, you know, go see museums and stuff with the kids and go fishing in a river nearby just for fun. And you look up and there's an airplane with wings bigger, you know, than the biggest building is. And, I mean, I thought it was 9/11. The first thing hit my mind was, because that's what's been imprinted on your brain, is, oh,
stay
my
tuned.
God,
we'll be,
it's
stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. Hi, I'm Jonathan Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Better yet, it removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Power Swabs is so effective that thousands of professional dentists have used it nationwide. And now you can try it without paying a visit to the dentist. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. Plus, get free shipping and handling by calling now. 1-800-668-6916. That's 1-800-668-6916. I guarantee your friends, family, and coworkers will love your new summer white smile. Get your risk-free order at 1-800-668-6916. That's 1-800-668-6916.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. It is Wednesday, July 3rd, 2013, and we have something of a role reversal here today. I'm sitting in Alex's chair, and he's out on the street doing reports. Alex had the day off to spend some time with his family, and while he was out, he was a witness to a Boeing E-4B flying at a very low altitude through downtown Austin. And he's been following reports, talking to people on the street about what they saw. We had him just a few minutes ago. We were establishing, trying to reestablish a connection with him, and we should have him back shortly. Just think about what this is, though. Think about how the communist governments like to, on May Day, parade their military and all their latest hardware up and down the streets to intimidate their population, to intimidate other nations. And here we have this giant Boeing E-4B behaving in a way that would get any other pilot arrested, and he would never fly again. Flying at extremely low level through downtown Austin. These pictures that we've got up here, if you're looking at our video feed, these are pictures that were taken of it flying at a very low altitude over our office, which is not too far from the airport. And that's reckless behavior there as well. You don't see it flying through the buildings. That was where Alex was. It flew in circles here for quite some time, then moved north through Austin, and then moved into the northeast area of Austin, and then to the northwest area of Austin. And Alex also saw other aircraft, a strange-looking helicopter, as well as some other military drills going on. We know that the number of military drills that the government is doing and drills that they're doing with the police are increasing in frequency and in scope. We also know that the military trains for the kinds of scenarios that they see themselves getting involved in. Here we've got a video feed just this last weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina. Fellow was walking along and was surprised to look up in the sky and see a lot of helicopters landing and troops getting out of it. And he began taking film of it. And, of course, the after the troops get out, take defensive positions and their training and everything, the commander came over or some military officer came over and told him he had to leave, that it wasn't safe in that area. Well, that's right. It isn't safe when they do things like this. They shouldn't be doing things like that in areas where it's going to present a danger to the public, unannounced and in secret. But he had every right to be there. It was a public place, and he was exercising his right to film this. And you can see, if you're looking at the video feed, they've got a couple of copters on the ground and a couple more in the air, and there's the military officer telling him, you got to get going. See, if you're in uniform in America, you can order anybody around that you want. The rest of us who are not in uniforms of any type, we're just slaves, and we're supposed to obey any off order that they give us, no matter how unlawful it is. And so he calls over someone in a blue uniform, and this guy says, you've got to shut it down. This is the video feed that we see right here. And he goes, I'm in a public area. And he goes, he says, you got to shut it down because you're in a public area. And he goes, exactly, I'm in a public area. This, I'm not trespassing. And he said, no, you're trespassing. And he basically then gets rough with him and handcuffs him, arrests him, takes his phone out of his pocket, throws it on the ground, tries to break it. It didn't break, so we have a record of what happened. That's the kind of intimidation that we're seeing from a police state. It's kind of hard to tell the difference anymore between the police and the military. The police are acting like the military. They're arming themselves like the military. And we've got the police, the military, thinking that they can boss us around. Of course, the police don't have a right to boss us around either, but they assume that. They're presuming that, I should say. And we should we need to get together. Something to think about on this 4th of July. What are you going to do to resist this burgeoning tyranny? What are you going to do to get the police under control? And we got Alex back on the phone line. Tell us what you're seeing there now, Alex.
Absolutely. Again, the magic of audio, Scott, but occasionally it isn't working too well. can you hear me now, David?
Yeah, coming through clear.
Yeah, no, it's funny what you're saying right now. I have this epiphany all the time, but it gets more and more intense every day. Just how right we've been, just how accurate we've been, and I'm not patting myself on the back. We are just recognizing what is in our face completely open. And I want to say something about what Edwin Vieira said earlier. He's a great constitutional lawyer, one of the foremost in the nation. I still think he's buying into some of their propaganda, and I've chastised some of my reporters for this, and then I've sat there and proven it to them. And I don't know everything, but I have immersed myself in this for 20 years, probably like nobody else, and I've learned the tricks of the enemy, and I learn more every year now than I learned the previous decade. It's amazing. But this is a simple trick. They put out these fake polls saying Americans support being spied on. Mm-hmm. Americans support the TSA. Americans support drones. And if you go look at the groups that put those polls out and you go actually read how the questions were asked or the demographics, they have phone trees and known respondents that they know what answer will give them. You go look, though, at other more scientific polls, it shows the polar opposite. Congress has a 10% approval rating in Gallup polls that ask the questions responsively. And in a way that is meant to actually get what the people are saying. These push polls are spins. And what they're meant to do is convince people that you're all alone and to demoralize you so that you basically accept everything that's going on, everything that's happening. So, you know, I hear my own reporters who are really smart, and I hear Edwin Vieira, who's probably smarter than I am in most ways, saying, oh, it's terrible people are accepting this, as if they make it, like we think we're getting safer because of this. But that's not actually what's happening. But there is a psyop there. People then see those polls and feel like they're alone and then feel like they can do nothing. They're not accepting it. They just feel broke back. They feel broken. They feel like they can be walked all over. And this is a military program by the globalist against all of us. When I say our military, I don't mean our military. It's important for the psyop to not be effective against us. Understand, we're all under this global, scientific, technocratic, high-tech system that the wealth of the West was able to develop, And the elite is on such a power trip to have all these advanced technologies of flicker rates on TV and semantical manipulation and trauma-based mind control and the acclimation programs and the subliminals and the neuro-linguistic programming and all the layers that they stack onto this. But the issue is it's all blown back on them as well. When you look at how they're behaving and how the establishment is operating, they're now some of the most low-functioning people out there because they're humans too. There's no way they're going to set up this high-tech technocracy and get away with this. And so I think it's absolutely important for everybody to understand that this is not our opinion. And if anything, where I have failed the listeners, and I want to apologize for this, is not stating the full magnitude and breaking it down logistically from A to Z. Instead, I tend to cover certain quadrants of things. But again, no one's perfect. But, you know, the real reason I wanted to call in here and go into overdrive is that what you were just saying, they're organizing militarily against us. They're saying the patriots and liberty lovers are the new terrorists, which we knew was going on behind the scenes, now public. They are engaging in open military domination domestically to prepare us so that if they engage in real warfare against us, we're acclimated like dodo birds and just sit there while the sailors beat our brains out, you know, as the sailors would land and the dodo birds have been acclimated not mm-hmm. to be scared. That's they right. had become, well, really the opposite of domesticated. You can domesticate something where it's not scared. That's what's happening to us. With the dodo birds, they've never been had predators after them, so it was basically a hyper.
That's right. You're talking about training versus education. That's what we were talking about. Yeah. We got you back. Go ahead. I think we've got you.
No, it's just that, absolutely, jump at any time, David. There's just some latency via this audio Skype, but I'm coming through clear, correct?
Yes, we've got you now.
Okay, good. Yeah, there's a two-second latency. So the issue here is that this is not our opinion, and people out there have to make a decision about all this evil, about the corruption. Because it's not just them having the doomsday plane Buzz Austin to condition the public that they can do whatever they want, that they're above the law. They are engineering the GMO to sterilize you and your family. It grows poisonous pesticides in all the major...
I think we lost a little bit of contact there, didn't we, guys, with him? I think it dropped out for a moment here. As Alex is saying, this isn't just a psyop. There is actually real things that the government is doing. And that's why we said you need to be the resistance. That's why we were taking calls before this happened. We wanted to know exactly what you're doing to fight this. We need to organize. We need to hang together. We need to establish things like constitutional state militias. We need to get out and protest the fact that our Fourth Amendment is being declared null and void, essentially. And along those lines, remember that there is a Restore the Fourth protest that's going on in over 100 cities across America. You can find out about that at restorethefourth.net. You'll find detailed list of all the different protest organizations, locations, rather, that they're going to have it. I just got this in from Chris. It's an NSA protest. Good. And this is sent to us by Joel Skousen. He says that there's going to be a protest rally at the entrance to the new Utah data center, 9 a.m., 4th of July. That's very important because that is where they are taking all of our information to be stored indefinitely so they can mine that in the future. So to repeat that, there is going to be a protest rally tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., 4th of July, at the new Utah Data Center. Very important to get there. That's in Bluffdale, Utah. The National Security Agency's colossal Bluffdale, Utah Data Center is about to become operational because the dismissive attitude of the U.S. federal government with respect to our formally guaranteed right of privacy, as well as the inestimable power of the emergent quantum computer technology, which will be employed at that site. The last vestiges of a way of life bequeathed to us by our founding fathers, paid for by 8 years of struggle against the British Empire and every other war we've been in, is about to come to an end if we don't stand up and do something about it. This is the time to do something about it. You know, a crisis is a danger and an opportunity. We have an opportunity now to do something, but we also are in great danger if we don't do anything. And we've got Alex back on the line. Alex.
absolutely very eloquent. You know, I was saying people should resist and speak out any way they can. I can't think of a better way than whoever's listening. And again, I want to say this about the InfoWars crew. We're in the trenches 24/7. You can hear me on air every time I'm on a short vacation calling in, you know, with desperate, you know, orders and just, you know, desperately trying to coordinate my overworked, really smart and intelligent, you know, crew and trying to keep everybody focused and realizing how important this work is. I mean, it's very sad that InfoWars.com is the best there is, because we're not arrogant. We are the biggest and best thing there is in this fight, and look how ragtag we are. And because we're aware of this info, and we understand it's diabolical, and we understand that they're now just hiding tyranny and its expansion in plain view, and that 5 years ago when they built the NSA command base in San Antonio, that's gargantuan. You have local newspapers, San Antonio Express News and others would go there. They would actually arrest falsely on public property, you know, just on the sidewalk, reporters. Our reporters went down there and I told them, hand them a news article about the Supreme Court saying they can't arrest people for, you know, covering NSA buildings. And the police backed off just by saying, look, we're not your slaves. We're here. We're allowed to show this. That is a great idea. We can't lead every fight, though. I mean, and my reporters have been down there. I've been down there. We've been down there over and over again the last 5 years while they were building it, and it was completed 2 years ago. It took them 3 years to build it. All of our listeners listening right now on 90.1, listening on the Internet in Texas, you should all be there at high noon at the main entrance. You know, it's just a public sidewalk there to protest the NSA. They don't even want a discussion that they're there illegally listening to everything we're doing, not to stop terrorism. Our government runs Al-Qaeda.
That's right.
Go there. Cover that. Print off where it's not illegal to film government buildings and hand them those Washington Post articles, you know, when they're there. Don't just go to the big data center, spy center, Nazi center that they're building in Utah. Go to the one in Fort Meade, Maryland. Go to the one in San Antonio, Texas. Everybody, high noon on Saturday. It's time for you to be the leaders. David Knight, am I coming through to you clear?
Yes, very, very much so. And there's one thing I didn't read from this announcement that we got from Joel Skousen. He said, please join Dr. A. True Ott, myself and others as together, and this is where it is, near the intersection of Redwood Road and the access road to the facility that's just south of Camp Williams. And that rally is going to be at 9 a.m. tomorrow, 4th of July, a peaceful rally to draw attention to the capability and the threat posed by this establishment. That's something we probably should get out on the website, because we're just in overdrive right now. Yeah, that's a key thing.
By the way, why don't we call Skousen right now, his cell, everything, and see if we can get 10 minutes on this on the nightly news? Because I said Saturday, July 4th, the day to do it. It's just that I don't think on my show we can organize something in San Antonio in Maryland. I think we should have Mourning the Death of America Saturday. And again, I'm not going to be there. Our crew's overworked. We're in the front lines. We need relief. We need you out there. There will be local media coverage as the American people stand up to this criminal takeover. But absolutely, everybody should be there tomorrow outside Salt Lake City, Utah, with real American patriots. If you live in Utah or surrounding areas, don't go get drunk. Don't go watch stupid fireworks. Don't go sit there and watch F-16s that are meant for you and your family and drones. They don't have drones at these things, you know, flying over you. Now is the time to let them know that we're on the offense, because we've gone from them trying to intimidate people and saying you can't go cover the NSA to them now, you know, admitting that, of course, you're allowed to videotape the NSA. This is the lawlessness of these tyrants. Look, they've got re-education camps built. That's in the official FEMA documents. That's in the Army manuals. They'll put us in these if they can normalize it and get the police and military to go along with it. We're fighting an info war so that they can't normalize all of this right now. We are in a total 150% emergency situation, as everything is confirmed. I just wanted to say this. I had the epiphany was this. You know, they admit Facebook's hooked in with the CIA and the NSA, David Knight, and listeners. And this happened 3 years ago to us at InfoWars.com. It happened to Darren McBrain last year. Now it's finally in the news. When you go to log into your Facebook that they know is yours, they won't just make you show them your driver's license now and scan it and send it to them as they made us do. They'll say, are these your high school friends? Are these your college buddies at some party I was at, you know, 20 years ago? and I don't remember these guys' names, but it was them. It reminded me of their names. They now have data that far back uploaded, and what it's doing is they admit Facebook is teamed up with the NSA and DARPA trying to build an artificial intelligence. Google's doing it as well. When the computer makes you and give it...
And we just lost Alex there. A large part of that that's going on with Facebook is really training. And we're trying to educate people to not be trained by the government to give up your privacy, to think that it isn't any big deal if the government knows every detail of your life. And we got you back now, Alex. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Sorry, we had a drop. It dropped at the absolute key point. The point is that Google, Facebook, all... When it shows you your high school buddies or your college buddies or your friend from 5 years ago and makes you identify who they are for it, that's like police, you know, bringing you in for questioning. But it's a computer doing it. And so the computer is reaching out in nodes, giving HUMET, making you a node. So see, it's beyond Google Glasses, where you're now an agent of Google going around videotaping everybody in live time, feeding it back to the NSA. You know, people go in the bathroom or people go to a meeting or people wherever. You are now yourself seen as smart dust. Your own body, your own future, your own everything. Part of the machine. We are already being... it out, this is happening, but I had the epiphany we've already covered that this is already going on. And I really understood it when I was talking on the air yesterday about these Marines who were friends of some of my friends. I'll just leave it at that. And they said, would you like to meet with some Marines? This is like 12 years ago or 10 years ago. No, I guess longer than that now. Yeah, no, it was about a year and a half after I put out Police State 2000. And in show.
Are you there, Alex?
The VHS screen captured. Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. Fade it out for just a second there, but go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, so you can't hear me. Yeah, just next time it cuts out, I'll just keep going. Listen, the point here is that...
He was just making the point, and it just dropped out. I think we've lost him this time. Well, it is very important that people understand what is really going to happen with this Utah data center and with the government mining and storing everything, because the capacity that they have there, as we pointed out before, is yottabytes, however you want to pronounce it. It's a trillion terabytes. To give you an idea how much that is, we've talked about this before. If you just take a small drive that's only about 2 inches wide, a 2-terabyte drive that's easily available for, as a consumer, an external drive that is available for about $80 and 2 inches wide, if you stacked a trillion of those together in a long line, it would extend well past the moon, almost all the way to Mars. That's the kind of capacity that they have. They want to record everything about you. And you should ask yourself, what kind of person wants to store that, and how are they going to use that? Will they use it to blackmail you? Will they use it to blackmail Supreme Court judges? Will they use it to blackmail presidents? How will they use this? Will they data mine it automatically? And if they data mine it automatically, are they going to falsely identify you as someone who's committed a crime? That is always a risk there. And if they don't falsely identify you as a crime, think about the fact how many felonies you probably commit every day without even realizing it. As we covered here not too long ago, we had a fellow who was charged with multiple felony accounts for releasing multiple balloons on a beach in commemoration of his wife's and he and his wife's anniversary. And we've got Alex back on the phone. Alex, you were just about to make the point, and it went out on you. Go ahead and make that point now.
Well, it's just that I didn't get what the Marine Corps officers were telling me. I'm now back on phone. I didn't get what they were telling me 12 years ago, that don't you get it? Anything you do would feed into computers and make you part of the exercise. It's one big computer. And I didn't understand that then. Now I understand. This is like an alien takeover. This is like foreign spaceships landed and are doing this. It's globalists using artificial intelligence, waging absolute war on us, but it's all incremental and low intensity, and so people don't realize it. I mean, this is insane what they're doing. It's so over the top, and I appreciate you doing an exemplary job, David. It's such an honor to have you working with us and the entire team. And I know that we're all stressed out there at the office, but men and women, we're doing historic work here, and we're on target. That's why we're under attack. So I beg our listeners to pray for InfoWars, to pray for all our reporters, to pray for me and my family. And just God bless you all. I hope everybody has a great tomorrow. And I hope that we wake people up coming up. This is historic.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex while he takes some very important time to spend with his family. You know, if we don't have strong families, we are not going to have a strong country. So make sure you take some time with your family this 4th of July weekend. But we also want you to think about what you're going to do to take this country back. We're going to talk about the Declaration of Independence. We're going to talk about the militia with Dr. Edwin Vieira in our third hour. Now, he has 4 degrees from Harvard. He's had 36 years of practicing law, specializing in constitutional law. He's argued before the Supreme Court, and he has written many books. And the most recent book that he's written is The Sword and Sovereignty. It's about the right to keep and bear arms. And from the reviews on Amazon.com, a couple of them say, this is Dr. Vieira's magnum opus about constitutional militia. Another one says, ideas that I believe will scare the living daylights out of liberals. It'll scare the liberals. It'll also scare the government. But it is the Constitution. And he has a very different take on the Second Amendment. He has some important things to say about that. Well, this last week we had Gerald Celente in the studios here. It was a pleasure to meet him. I've watched him many, many times, interviewed him once, and a great guy. And he came in because he's going to be in Alex's next documentary, which we're now filming parts of. And as part of that interview, Gerald really got into it. He got very emotional. I could hear it down the hall. I didn't hear it, so I'm anxious to hear this cut that we've got from it. But I want you to hear what Gerald Celente has to say about the state of our country. It was very, very passionate, and I'm really anxious to hear this. And after this, we're going to be taking your calls, and the number is 800-259-9231. And we want to know what you're going to do to resist what's being done to us by our government unconstitutionally. Here's that clip from Gerald.
What's the solution? There are solutions. And the first solution is to remember and understand and look at what we got, how we got here, and where we're going. It doesn't take a trend forecaster to figure it out. We need a new direction and a new path. And what I want to do is begin with restoring America. I know the country wasn't great. We've had problems with slavery, and they were real. And discrimination, they're real. There were a lot of problems. They slaughtered the Indians. I know. But our ancestors came here also because it was the freest nation on earth. It was the nation where anybody from any level, from any country, any nationality could start at the bottom and go to the top. Now the rug's pulled out from us. The top is only for the 1%. There were great things about America. This was the land of quality. This was a country that nations around the world wanted to emulate for the freedoms that we the people had, that our founding fathers fought for. It wasn't just about money and the mafia controlling everything. I want to see a restoration of America. Restore America. Look at our cities. Look at Detroit. Look at Camden and Trenton. Look at East St. Louis. Look at Oakland. Look around the country. One great city declining after another. After our presidents, one after another, sold us out. The raping of our constitutional rights and the dissemination of all the laws that would have protected us from cheap labor, stealing all our jobs, taking down the trade barriers, sending our jobs overseas to communist China. When I was a kid, oh man, they hated communist China until we started doing business. Bring home the jobs, bring home the troops, rebuild America, and restore the nation with the principles of the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the Constitution. So how do we restore America? How do we bring it back to its greatness? All right, number one, has to start with grassroots. Has to start with you. You're the first root to build yourself spiritually, emotionally, and physically. And I don't mean in a religious sense. Morality, the golden rule. Number two, buy local. Everything that you can. Number three, break the chains. They gave them a name, chain stores. They got you. Don't continue to support the corrupt systems. We need a new way. And the new way is the moral way. It's simple. It's as old as the Bible. It's as old as anything that you want to read or believe in. It's called the Golden Rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You know, I was in Germany, opening up the Trends Journal, a German edition. It was in 2012. I was in Berlin. And as I looked at Berlin, I realized that before it was bombed out, it was probably grander than Paris. Wide boulevards. No building, probably over 14 stories, so sun was shining in everywhere. Sidewalks wide enough for cafe tables, 4 or 5 deep. People walking and to bicycle. You take walk a couple of blocks, there's greenery around everywhere. A beautifully laid out city. And I'm thinking to myself, the Germans, how did this happen? The 1930s, the Germans were at the height of Western civilization, culturally, philosophically, scientifically. I'm thinking of the German names, Bach, Beethoven, Goethe, Wagner, Einstein, Marlene Dietrich, Fritz Lang. The Germans, highly educated, sophisticated people. I said to myself, as I'm looking at these buildings, a grand building from maybe 1880, and then all new construction from bombed out World War II Germany. And then another old building. And everywhere I look, the same thing, an old building like bookends, and new building between. I said, how could the Germans let a two-bit freak like Hitler destroy their country? Everything that took thousands of years to build was now destroyed and will never be the same. Hitler, a guy that Charlie Chaplin played better than he did, a cartoon character. And I thought to myself, I'm of Italian descent. Look at Mussolini. Look at the Italians. I mean, not for nothing. Da Vinci, Puccini, Verdi, Caruso. The names go on and on. How could they let a freak like Mussolini destroy their country? I said, what is it in the human spirit that allows this to happen? And I was down in Chile. You may have read the story. I talked about it on the air in 2010. I was looking to get out of here. I had enough of this crap in this country. I had enough of my rights being robbed from me. I'm tired of my money being stolen from me. Like people like John the Slime Corzine of MF Global. I'm tired of being taxed to the hilt while the big corporations get a free ride and these phony non-for-profits keep ripping off the system. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the nation going to war as people are starving. I'm tired of people that worked all their lives losing their homes because they can't pay their taxes. I'm ready to get out of here. I was down in Uruguay and in Argentina, ready to leave. And when I came back on April 23rd, I realized you can't run away. There are two-bit freaks everywhere. Name the country. Hey, you got one over there in France, Hollande. Hey, how about Cameron? Or do you like Blair before him? Or do you like Sarkozy? Name the country you got your freak. This is my country. And no two-bit freak is going to run me out. If they want to, they could come and talk to me man to man. I'm staying. This is the country that my grandparents came to. This is my America. And I'm putting my money and my heart and my mind in what I believe could be the second American Revolution. That's why I bought the 1750 Franz Rogan House, the 1774 Academy, and the 1763 Dr. Jensen House, that are situated on the most historic corner in the United States of America, in colonial Kingston, New York, the first capital of New York State, the place that had its roots in the Revolution. It was burnt down by the British in 1777 and restored. And a key place, not only for the Revolution, but helping to build and rebuild America. If we had the first American Revolution with part of its roots there, we can have the second American Revolution. A revolution of the heart and the mind and the spirit and morality. Something that doesn't exist when you send drones to kill innocent people. When you allow banks to rob your savings and take your home and put you on the street. a morality that doesn't exist when they make up names like austerity measures to rob your money, raise your taxes, take your pensions and benefits away, and give them to the banksters. A morality that doesn't exist in a country that used to be the beacon of capitalism. Nothing wrong with capitalism. This ain't it. It's fascism. Too big to fail. Four words that killed America. Too big to fail? Could you imagine the founding fathers buying that one? And just think of Washington, what he said about not becoming involved in foreign entanglements. Read the quotes from Madison and Jefferson, warning us in even using the terms of the money changers, the bankers, and the central banks robbing us. Generation after generation. I want to go back to what the founding fathers believed in. What the Constitution and the Bill of Rights was about. I want to go back to the country that my ancestors came to so they can make their way and make a place in America. I've had enough of the multinationals and I've had enough of the mafia. That's right, the mafia. The Republican and Democratic mafia telling me how to think, what I should believe, taking my money, and if I was not courageous enough to stop them, to take my life. And that's why I'm taking you to the most historic four corners in the United States, Colonial Kingston, to begin the restoration of America and to start the second American Revolution. And not one of blood, not one of armies, not one of violence, but one of the heart, one of the spirit, and one of the mind. One that our founding fathers fought for. That's ingrained in the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence. That the Constitution grants us our freedoms of speech. Our second, third, fourth, and fifth amendment rights that are all being raped from us. I want them back. And that's the revolution that I'm fighting for in America. You know, people say, you know, if you don't like America, leave. You got a problem, leave. No, you got it wrong. You leave. You're the people that are destroying America. I want the original. I want the real America. And you can have it too. Begin where you are. Start restoring your community. Start restoring your cities. Start restoring America. And if you want to join me, come to Kingston and we'll restore America together.
Now you can watch the Alex Jones Show live as it happens at Infowars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet.
Oh, that was a great
more than
16
movies
rant.
And documentaries. All
he did a great job with that. And he, if you see this, you see that Gerald is really emotional about that. It's very heartfelt. We want to get back to the heart of America. And you can see the heart of America in its founding document, in the Declaration of Independence. That's when the principles were laid down. And you know, in government school, they always have us memorize, you know, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they're endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights and life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. They stop it at that point. They stop it. They don't want you to look at the rest of it. They don't have you memorize the rest of that opening paragraph there. They don't want you to hear the rest of that. Here's the rest of it. That to secure these rights that come from God, not from government, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed, and that when any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundations on those principles. That's what we're going to be talking to you about. We want to know what you are doing. Gerald just had a hallying call for people to get involved at the local level. Pay attention to what you're buying, who you're buying it from, but also get involved politically. There's so many different ways that you can do things, and we want to know, you are the resistance, so we want to know what you're going to do to resist this. We've already got some people on the line. We've got Susan in Ohio. Susan, what are you going to do?
Hi, I just just wanted to talk about what Gerald Valente was saying about it being grassroots to take back the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this whole situation that happened in Hawthorne, California,
yes,
with Leon Rodsby getting unconstitutionally arrested because he was videotaping the police, and then also them slaying his dog, shooting it 4 times, and not even having the compassion to finish the job.
Mm-hmm.
I want to start a movement for that. I have an email address for the lieutenant, Lieutenant Swain, and I'm wanting people to send pictures of their dogs to the lieutenant and let him know. I want them to be respectful, but I want them to let him know that this is not okay. Officers
sure
are here to protect us. They're not here to kill our companions. This dog lunged because an officer was grabbing the dog. It freaked him out.
Mm-hmm.
If you even touch one of their dogs, you get assault of an officer.
That's
if
right
you kill one of their dogs,
that's right,
you get a felony. I mean, it's unbelievable, the hypocrisy.
That's right. Yeah,
and
don't touch them, don't touch their dogs. And you know, when you have someone who does something like that without any compassion, hang on, we'll be right back after the break, and we're going to talk to Susan from Ohio and get that email address. But it indicates something is fundamentally wrong with that officer, that he's not qualified for that job. And we're going to talk about that right after the break. Stay tuned.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filtered element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at FreezeDryGuy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
I'm your masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build bombs.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex today. And we were just talking to a caller about this incident in California that was very troubling. And it's just another one of these incidences. This one was caught on video, and it's very disturbing to watch it because you watch this dog dying as the officer shoots it. But let's understand what we also talked about earlier in this show. We had a $6.5 million judgment against the police in one locality because they shot someone's son because he was holding a garden hose that had a nozzle on it that was L-shaped. I guess it looked like a gun. We had, just a week ago, we talked to someone whose daughter, 11-year-old daughter, who had autism, was wandering down the highway naked, obviously had no weapons on her, an 11-year-old girl, and the female officer tasered her. Had her fall flat on the ground on her face. All of these are justified in the minds of the police based on the fact that they somehow felt threatened. Well, you know, if you feel threatened by an 11-year-old girl who doesn't have any clothes on, who's just walking alongside the road, this is not the job for you. We need to get people like that out of the police force. And if the police force won't purge people like that out of by itself, we need to get some citizens involved and some oversight. Who watches the watchers? Who keeps us safe from our public safety officers? Frankly, they're not concerned about anything but their own safety, and we see this over and over again. The dog was not threatening the officer, but of course, if the officer thinks he was being threatened, he can do anything he wishes. He's got carte blanche. What we have done is we've created a system that turns these people into not only bullies, but assassins, just shooting up the street. We saw this with Chris Dorner. They were looking for a rogue cop who was shooting officers. They got so scared they started shooting up people all over L.A. Forget the fact that they're looking for one black man. They shoot cars up that don't match the description of that car, and there are multiple women who are not black in cars. I mean, they know nothing about it match the description of the person that they're looking for. Two females, not one male. White, not black. Car, different color, different kind of car. They just shoot it up, riddle it with bullets. And all that is justified because they're afraid. Well, you know what? If they're that fearful, they shouldn't be in the job. And one of the things I'm concerned about with this officer that shot the dog, one of the things you always hear about serial killers is that they start with abuse of animals. They have absolutely no compassion for animals. That's why they turn eventually into serial killers. Cops who don't have any compassion, who can shoot a dog like that, cops who don't have any compassion for their fellow man who can taser little girls, those people should not be carrying badges. And it's one of the things that underscores the idea that we should not be giving a monopoly of force to our government. We should be retaining our rights to keep and bear arms as a counter to that. Because it's just there's absolutely no counter to that at this point. Now, she had some information about the officer's email address suggesting that people send him an email with pictures of their dogs or write a respectful note to him. We're not going to give that out on the air, but if you want to look on Twitter, that's where she found it. So maybe you can find that yourself. We'll go to our next caller here, TJ in Alabama. TJ, what have you got?
Hey, David, how are you today?
Doing good.
Hey, David, I was going to talk about helicopters, but let me touch back on the incident yesterday with the dog. Who's watching the watchers?
Mm-hmm.
In the old United States, it used to be the press.
That's right.
But if you'll notice, nobody, if it bleeds, it leads. That's what they used to say.
Mm-hmm.
But if you'll notice, I watched all the mainstream media last night. No one covered the story.
Really?
No one.
Yeah, that's true. Well, hang on, TJ. We're going to come back to you right after the break. We're going to be taking other people's calls. We want to find out what you're going to do to resist the tyranny that we see rising in America. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.